I didn't, never did want to break one to work.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to do that. Yeah, I like to ride, but I wouldn't want to break one. Now, if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say that you have to...
Well, if I was going to ride a horseback, I'd say, well, now I've got to saddle my horse.
Mm-hmm. Or if you wanted to put it onto a wagon or...
I've got to hook up the team. Just wait and I'll hook up the team to the wagon. Mm-hmm. I'll be ready.
What would harness mean if you said you wanted to...
Harness them. Uh-huh. Well, that was a rig that I put on them to put them to the wagon.
Oh.
You see, they're plow gears, and harness. A harness is something kindly. They look finer on a team, you know, just old plow gears. And you put harness on them when you're going to put them to the wagon or the buggy. The one that'd be harness, buggy, harness, of course. And, wagon would be different, but it would be harness, and then plow gears would just be old plow gear, you know, nothing fancy on them.
Now, what about when you're plowing, the things that you guide the mules with?
Well, the plow handles on the on the plow, it's handles, and these others is your lines, if you want to call them lines.
You hold your line,
most everybody ties their line and ties them around their waist, you know, and hold the line here, and if it's G and Ha and hold a plow in the ground.
Well, what about when you're riding on horseback, the part that you guide them with, you call that the...
Bridle reins.
And
that they've got on their heads, the bridle.
And then the part that you put your feet into when you're riding on a saddle, you call it?
That's the stirrups.
And if you have two horses or something, or two mules or something that's plowing, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Well, I don't, this one on your right's the lead.
Uh-huh.
And this one on the left's off, but I don't know which one would be in the furrow. But leading off what they are. But another thing in this riding, if you ride, you've got to have a riding bridle. You need a riding bridle. And if you work this horse, you need a blind bridle because he sees everything you do. And he's trying to, that makes him unruly. But this riding bridle don't have these big things on him, you know. That's the difference in the bridle.
Did you ever have wheat? Did you ever grow
wheat? Yeah, we've raised, I don't think we ever did harvest it. I think we just raised it for grazing purposes or something of that kind. But we have harvested oats, like I told you, with that old cradle.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've tied them up.
Well, now, what do you tie them up into?
Bundle.
And then
when we got them all cut, we went back over them and shocked them. Carried them up here and stood them up on the ends that was cut off of us, you know. And about six or eight in a shock, we'd kind of lean them to make them stay. And then we'd put one or two bundles across the top until we could haul them in.
What would you call that?
Shocks.
Oh, that's what you call it, yes, shocks.
And them others, that was bundles and shocks.
What do they have to do to separate the oats from the rest of it? I mean the grain part from the rest of it.
Well, that'd be thrashing, but we never did thrash any of ours.
Oh, you did,
we just
fed
it like...
Just
raised it for that purpose, you know, to feed.
I guess you had to bake all your own bread, of course.
We baked your bread. Now, we had one woman, after I got nearly grown, she come in with a sawmill that she could really break.